Hamas leader Abdel Aziz Rantizi today said that the Palestinian militant groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad had agreed to a 3-month suspension of attacks on Israel. This is according to wire service accounts. There was no word on whether Fatah, a third major group that has launched attacks on Israel, will join the ceasefire agreement. NPR's Linda Gradstein is on the line from Jerusalem. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Leanne.
What can you tell us about these reports?
Well, both Reuters and AP are reporting that Abdel Aziz Rantisi, who is one of the more senior Hamas leaders in the Gaza Strip, and who incidentally was the target of a failed Israeli assassination attempt earlier this month, that Abdel Aziz Rantisi said that Hamas and Islamic Jihad were going to begin a ceasefire as of today for 3 months. That would mean a 3-month end in attacks on Israelis both in the West Bank and Gaza and inside Israel. Now, we've had reports in the past few days that there was about to be a ceasefire, and then at the last minute something went wrong. So I think we need to be a little bit skeptical. However, earlier Palestinian cabinet minister Yasser Abed-Rabo had said that he expected a ceasefire declaration tomorrow.
What happened to Fatah?
Well, that's a good question. Apparently what happened is the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, which is a militant offshoot of Fatah, had said that they were not consulted and that they would not abide by the ceasefire. And Palestinian officials said that intensive efforts were underway in order to convince Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades to join. And Palestinian analysts said that it's likely that Fatah, with or without the Martyrs Brigade, would join the ceasefire announcement sometime in the next 24 hours.
What is the Israeli government saying now?
Well, so far there hasn't been any official Israeli government response, but it comes as U.S. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice is in the region. She met Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today, met a lot of other Israeli officials. Yesterday she met Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. According to Israeli officials, one of the things they wanted to make sure of was that if the ceasefire is broken and if there's a major terrorist attack, would Israel have the right to respond? We don't know what she said to Sharon in that meeting, but Israeli officials are concerned that the ceasefire is only an excuse for Hamas to rebuild itself in order to carry out more attacks.
And Linda, has there been any reaction on the street, Israeli or Palestinians, to these reports?
There has not yet been any reaction. There's a lot of skepticism on both sides that something is really changing. I mean, in the past almost 3 years of fighting, we've had several reported ceasefires, and then after a few days or after a few weeks, the ceasefire is broken by one side or the other. So there's a lot of skepticism, but in the Israeli press today, there was some sort of cautious optimism that maybe something was going to change. We're also expecting to see the beginning of an Israeli pullout from Gaza, the Palestinians accepting security control, perhaps even overnight tonight. And Israeli officials had said there was a connection between the ceasefire and the Israeli pullout from Gaza.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.